This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just, again, get involved, get engaged, do something. Don't just sit around complaining, which is what a lot, come on, a lot of you do that, right? The head up to the website. You can sign up for my weekly blast, email blast, whatever you want to call it. Not really a newsletter. Just gives you some information on the topics we're going to be touching on, you know, what we're going to be discussing, potential guests, you know, which is really hard for me to do because a lot of people, things happen, they want to come on the day after or what have you, and you go, hey, where's so-and-so? I don't know. They had something to do. They got called in by the White House. Listen, I got news for you. If the White House called me to go do something, you're going to be without me that night. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. Anyway, always a pleasure, like I said, to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're with me. And look, if you have a minute, have a couple of minutes, go back and get the last hour. And the reason I say that is that this boy crisis, which we talked about in the last hour, it really is a big deal. And I say that because I see it from an education standpoint, from a school board standpoint. I see what's going on in, you know, science and with the social justice freakoids. And for years, and it's true. Look, I'm the first guy to say that we didn't treat our young girls, our women, properly in a lot of ways. Right, but now the pendulum has swung so far over that we're ignoring the young men, the young boys. And I know some of you squishies would like to say, you know, when the doctor was talking about the difference between men and women. Women, mothers, you know, I put a meme up a while back, which was hilarious, and everybody got it. And a few uptight lefties that I know got mad at me for putting it up. And some of you will understand this. The picture is of a dad throwing the baby in the air. We all do it. I don't know if we do it because we see it. I don't know if it's in our DNA, but it's fun. I throw the kids in the air. They laugh. They giggle. They drool on you. Sometimes if you don't know, they just ate. They throw up on you. But you throw them up, right? 4 or 5 feet in the air. I don't know. There's no Superman around. So you throw them up 4 or 5 feet in the air. And it said, this is what a dad sees. And the kid's 4 or 5 feet off the ground. And then it says, this is what a mom sees. And then the picture pulls back and it shows a kid like 20 feet in the air. And it's so true. We bring different things at the table, if you would, different traits. You know, can dads be soft and squishy and nurturing? Course. Can moms be, you know, on the fringe and pushing the kids to the edge? Of course. But it tends not to be natural. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I remember the conversations that, you know, that I had with my ex-wife at one time about putting the kids in football. And she was a sports freak. And I wanted to put one in football, and she, no, he's going to get hurt, he's going to have this, and to break this, and to break that. Yeah, okay. And I looked and said, that's what boys do. They break stuff. They get stitches. They break bones. This is what they do. Two totally different ways to approach it. go into camp. My buddy was sending his kid to the camp. He had no problem. His wife was freaking out. He's going to be gone for 7 days. But it's like, he's not even going to know he's gone for 7 days. You guys will not exist after he's at camp for 24 hours because he's going to have so much fun. He's going to have new friends and new things to do. That was the dad's viewpoint. Mom's was, what if he needs me? What if he gets hurt? What if he needs somebody to kiss his boo-boo? It's like, we bring different things to table. And they're both great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making fun of one over the other. You know, I'm the guy that has a big gash in the leg. I'm telling my kid, go get some duct tape. Tape it together. You'll be fine. You know, we do some stupid stuff too, guys. I realize that. But we bring different things to the table. We push our kids differently. We nurture them differently. We whatever it is, we impart differently on our children. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a bad thing. And for those, I know I've lefty trolls that love to write afterward. Okay? We are not equal. And I don't mean that negatively. You know exactly what I mean. We are not equal. We do not bring the exact same things to the table. And I love you people who send me an email when I talk about stuff like this. You go, well, you know, any child that's brought up in a loving household, that's great. Love, as you found out once you got married or into a relationship or whatever, it doesn't fix everything. You cannot pay for your light bill with love. You cannot pay for the food, you know. You cannot, you know, fix the sink with love. You have to understand how these things work. And it's just that, yeah, love is great. Love is the foundation for it all. But the reality is, unless you understand, the four kids that I have, you would never know they were from the same parents. You wouldn't even know they were brought up on the same planet. And there are similarities to them, but they've got different personalities altogether. And we all bring different, and it's okay. Today's society says, no, it's not okay. You all have to be exactly equal, exactly the same. Funny, though, how they go to the feminine side, right? Look at the new fashions that are coming out that are making men look more feminine. Why don't you do it the other way around? Huh? If it's all equality, do it the other way around. What's the problem? All right, I know. I'm going to start World War VII in some homes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I totally went off of what I was going to go on. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do you understand how much the Chinese, how much they're invested in, how much influence they have in our colleges, our education system? It's almost scary. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. We'll get to the influence of China on American colleges in a second. You know, the we're looking at what's going on with the impeachment. The thing that makes me crazy is that some of you are so ideological. Look at Republicans too, conservatives the same way. And the left. And the problem is that we're not Republicans or Democrats. We're Americans. Right? I mean, that's America. It's all about America. It's all about the American. Okay, we're Americans first. Who happen to belong to, you know, Green Party, whatever. Right? Republicans, Democrats. And the problem with that, and our founding fathers had a problem with it. They didn't like the party thing. They didn't notice. They allowed us to have choice, unlike Bloomberg, who would take it away from you. They allowed us to have choice. So, it just, we've forgotten, we really have forgotten what the fight was in the beginning, what the resistance was all about. But if you really want to see this ideological mindset going on during the impeachment, first of all, just look at the different senators who come forward to speak, and then look at what the media is putting out there. You know, I mean, they're calling Dershowitz one of the most respected guy in law, in the law field, in education. Right? They said that he just made a fool of himself. Now, I listened to a good chunk of what he said. I am not a law expert, but he laid it out in plain, simple English. And that's the problem. Probably the left wants you to be confused. But he laid it out in plain, simple English. He, remember, he was a professor who taught law at Harvard University, right? And that in and of itself should be a big deal. Because remember, you know, Elizabeth Warren, who lied about getting it, also taught at Harvard. And they hail her as a genius. Apparently they've never heard her speak. Right? And you look at how they lay this out. And all the mainstream media were beating up on Dershowitz. And Fox and a very few other outlets were holding him up as a genius based on what he laid out there and how he laid it out. And remember, you had Schiff and a few of the other ones on the left that were just stuck on the same mantra about how bad the president was and how bad it was that he was making a deal for them to go after Biden, which there's absolutely no proof of. And that's what they were stuck on. That's what they went round and round about. They wouldn't deal with the real law, with the law as written. Maybe as they would perceive it or want it to be, but not as written. And now today they're saying that the Republicans and the Republican attorneys have made the case to bring Bolton in. How do you figure? Now remember, Bolton's, right now it's all hearsay as to what he said. That's number one. Now, they're never going to think like this. They're going to turn it off anyhow. But it's all hearsay at this point. Bolton would be the only guy, you know, right? The only guy to say that President Trump specifically said, hold up the money until they do the Biden investigation. The only guy of everybody around him. And then the other thing that I love about this, which is so typical of the left, they hated this warmonger, remember? And we're seeing a pattern here, right? We've seen it with Mueller and Comey and so many others, including, Sessions, right? And Bolton. But now that Bolton appears to have turned on the president, he's a god. We have to protect him. We have to listen to him. He is a true warmonger. He would have us in war 24/7. No question about it. And so they believe that the Republicans made the case for Bolton today. Now, they can't figure out how the information leaked. But the office of the DOJ that looks over this kind of information before people can publish it, you know, the book, the manuscript, Bolton sent it over to them to make sure he could publish it. Well, guess who was the one that was tasked with or assigned with looking over the book? It was the whistleblower's brother, his twin brother, actually. Right? And when you look at that, when you say, okay, well, in a utopian world, he's a Democrat. Why would he lie? He wouldn't play games in their world. Man, if it was the other way around, they'd be screaming bloody murder, wouldn't they? So how do you think, when you have a fake whistleblower whose twin brother is the one that looks over a manuscript that might have something negative in it on Donald Trump, and the whistleblower can't stand Donald Trump, although I got to stop calling him a whistleblower because he's not. How do you think it got out there? And again, I'm going to go back to my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels that the left loves to stick you with that don't mean anything. I have a whole chapter in the book around why do they have to cheat and lie to win? Right? Why stretch the truth to win? If you got a product that's good, that's wonderful, that's great, you don't have to stretch the truth. Right? You know what? You don't have to just lay it out there and let people run with it. It'll hold its own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We come back from the break. I don't think people really understand how much influence China has on our universities, how much money they pour into our universities. And some of these campuses, if they decide to not allow, you know, China to be involved in their education anymore or in doing research, you know, China pays for a lot of research in our universities. And don't think they're not getting that information there. So they do it through programs in the Confucius Institute. And again, we'll get into this deeper after the break. So, is it okay for us to let Chinese students in? I guess so. I don't know. I don't have enough information on it. I haven't talked to enough people about it. But I tell you what, I did talk to somebody that had worked for years for the FBI on foreign relations or foreign affairs. And the one thing he said, the thing that scares him about China is their people love the motherland. Their people are in it for the long haul. And if Mother China asks you to go move to America, get yourself ingrained, go to college, learn how to teach, and then give us their information, spy, they'll do it. Come and see your host. You listen to Real Sight. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has informed his fellow Republicans that at this point, he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses at the president's impeachment trial. Democrats want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has an upcoming book that claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. With pressure mounting for Bolton to testify, Oklahoma Republican James Langford proposed that senators be allowed to read Bolton's manuscript first.
That sounds like a reasonable solution to me.
Democrats called it a stalling tactic.
What an absurd proposal.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if they should see the book.
Nothing is a substitute for a witness under oath, in person, testifying. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely too. I mean, I realize I'm like here all alone, but I know there's at least six of you out there listening, and I so much enjoy it. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So during the break, I got somebody sent me a story that it's just funny. All right, and there's no way around this. You got to deal with this. You know, Uncle Joe is really just kind of lost it. Joe Biden. I'd like to call him Punchy Joe Biden. What is it with this guy? He wants to go punch everybody. He wants to, you know, he said he wanted to punch Trump again today or the other day. Right? I want you to envision Joey. Joey One Glove, whatever you want to call him. Running up the stairs, you know, to the Rocky stairs, right? You can see him working out like that. So Biden takes heat after sparring with an Iowa voter who challenged him on climate change, right? I mean, seriously, when he was in, he had another voter that asked him questions about his son, and every time somebody challenges this guy, he's either going to push up them to death. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. This is great. So he came under fire again. I mean, this time at least others stuck up for the guy. He came under fire Tuesday for rival Tom Steyer after a video surfaced of him telling a man in Iowa to go vote for someone else when the man challenged him on the energy policies. Now, the man identified as Ed Fallon took the opportunity during Biden's appearance to grill him on energy policies. He says, I'm going to support you if you win the nomination because we've got to get rid of Trump. But what are we going to do about climate change, asked Fallon. Now, he's a former state legislator. He says, now you say you're against pipelines, but then you want to replace these gas lines. We've got to stop building and replacing gas lines. And Biden says, no, just go vote for somebody else. But he did it in a very nasty way, right in your face kind of thing. Now, we've seen him do this over and over and over again. What happened to how nice and understanding the Democrats are? They're more civil, right? Well, I guess, who was it? Eric Holder said, unlike Michelle Obama, who said, you know, if they go low, we go high. Yeah, Eric said, if they go low, right? He wants to punch us in the knee or something. I don't remember what it was. Kick us in the knee or what have you. But seriously, I love this. Joe Biden sometimes reminds me of an old curmudgeon that just wants to hit you in the face with his fist every single time you don't agree with him. Which I just find it amazing. Again, 855, I know, I'll get to it, I promise. 855-REAL-JOE, or 855-732-5563. All right. So the Chinese are a very patient group. And I have been to some events where we've had people from the government there. I don't want to say agents. That sounds so 50s or 60s. But they're agents, if you would, of the FBI and other places that have been watching the Chinese. Their only job is to keep track of the Chinese, to keep track of their spying here in this country. Right? But they've all kind of come together with the same process. And this person in particular, when they were with us, said the Chinese people, they are very much into the motherland. They very much believe in to give it all up for China. And if that means that they have to move to another country and assimilate in and kind of, you know, give up on living in China so they can steal secrets, they can help ingrain themselves in university, then that's what they need to do. And they do a lot of this. They funnel a lot of this money through a very, very, very controversial group called the Confucius Institute. Now, it's pegged as a public education organization under the Ministry of Education of the People's Republic of China. And their stated aim is to promote Chinese language and culture, support local Chinese teaching internationally, and facilitate cultural exchanges. Right? And they, you know, they offer classes, they offer to pay for the classes. So a lot of colleges love bringing them in. But many, now what they've seen happen, many of these colleges and universities have seen what's actually going on through these programs. Now, you would think that because they're so far left-leaning, they would just let it go. Here's the problem. They'll start losing our government funding. Really that simple. And the reason behind that is because what you're watching happening over and over again is how much money they're pouring into these colleges. How many programs they're pouring into these colleges. Now, recently in an article, of all places, on NBC, they talked about the challenges now that U.S. colleges are facing to either take money from China or lose federal funding. American universities that receive funding from the Defense Department to run Chinese language programs are facing a tough choice. If they take one dime in any way from China to operate these Chinese languages or cultural centers, they don't risk the chance of losing federal funds. They will lose federal funds. Really that simple. Now, amid escalating tension between U.S. and China, the trade war is bringing all this forward. And look at what's going on still in Hong Kong. They might not be outwardly protesting there anymore, but there's still a lot happening in China, happening in Hong Kong over what they're trying to do there. And remember that they're teaching a lot of this. You know, if you go to China, and some of you don't remember this, you're going to make me feel old. If you go to China and you take a history class in China, you think you're going to see anything about Tiananmen Square? Anything at all? About the negative communist past? I mean, the negative, some of the millions of people died there? You're not going to see any of that. Not going to happen. And then they come here and they try to spread the same propaganda in our colleges. And our colleges have to decide whether to give up the money or teach real history. They won't even teach American history, or U.S. history. And one professor said, there is zero, I can tell you zero, political content in textbooks used in these Chinese classes. Now, David Shambaugh is a professor of political science and international affairs at George Washington University, and he sits on the faculty oversight board for the Confucius Institute. That's part of the deal. If they're on your campus, there has to be a board that oversees them. Now, established in 2004, Confucius Institutes, they say they aim to promote Chinese language and culture in foreign countries. The institutes are co-funded by a host university or second school. But the whole idea is to promote Chinese culture and language here in the U.S. Now, look, on the surface, I don't care. On the surface, whether it's Chinese, Spanish, Italian, Greek, any of those, love to know more about their cultures. We should be teaching about their cultures. We should allow or have the ability to teach the languages. There are some countries you can't graduate without knowing 2, 3, 4 languages before you go. Right? Last February, Rubio pushed back hard. He wrote to 4 Florida universities that hosted these Confucius Institutes, urging them to shut them down now. And he cited the Chinese aggressive campaigns to infiltrate American classrooms. And it's really easy for them to do it because they're offering classes. They're offering literature classes, teachers, at no cost to the university. Now, some of these institutes actually take money from the Defense Department under a program that they have, not just for China, but for others as well, to also help spread the culture, if you would, to teach about the culture. But we're finding out again, as time goes on, how many or how much of this is done for the benefit of the motherland. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Finish this up on the other side of the break. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
No. You're going to get me to do anything with that. Joe Patino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. And you need to be involved and engaged. You truly need to be part of the solution. Get informed. Then you can have a real conversation with somebody. Instead of, you know, too many of us, even on the right, too many of us get involved in these conversations, get involved in these arguments, and we use the party line to spew, and it's not true. Anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. We're talking about China's influence in universities in this country. Big time. Now, first of all, I don't know if you guys know this, but China, we let China open up these cultural centers. We let them open up these, you know, mini universities, if you would, the Confucius Institute. right? And they teach their culture. Some of it's propaganda. A good chunk of it is. So when I was looking at the first story around this, one of the reports said that since 2006, China has invested over $158 million in these in over 100 schools in these Confucius institutes. And I'm thinking, okay, well, it doesn't sound like a lot of money. But then as I went through a few other reports, I found that the problem isn't that they only gave $158 million. The problem is they gave closer to $1.3 billion. That's a heck of a long way away from $158 million. And the universities, I guess about 70% of U.S. colleges, have some kind of Chinese cultural center through one of these Confucius institutes. Now, I want you to think about it. We're not allowed to do it there, but they're doing it here. We're letting them do it here. Department of Homeland Security a few years back said, hey, we have got to get a handle on this. We've got to stop this. This is not going to work out well for us. And now these colleges are in a trap to a degree because they depend on this money for certain programs, certain things on campus. Those Chinese students coming to the school, and there's plenty of them, they're paying full tuition, and a lot of that money's coming from the Chinese government. The other part of that, I would think about something. The Defense Department also puts money into that. For cultural reasons, of course. So the Chinese, they've learned well. They know how to get ingrained. Right? A bipartisan report by Homeland Security Subcommittee, they blasted the language and cultural centers at more than 100 U.S. universities. Come on, think that through. As too strictly controlled and a threat to the academic freedom, it accuses many American colleges of failing to disclose how much money they've received. Remember, they claim, to the point of this report, they claim they've only received $158 million. That's since 2006. But according to reports from Homeland Security, many of these colleges didn't reveal the money that they got. Now, they're required to do this. From the Education Department, the department that they love so much, that requires that they report any forward money they get in. Or gift money, I'm sorry. And these are these, you know, bastions of learning. And that's how they try to push it. So, and it's, you know what, and as I learn more, it's not just college campuses. The report noted that the rapid growth of so-called Confucius classrooms, right, Chinese language classes funded by the Chinese government, they're now opening these up in over 500 elementary schools in the last few years. They get it. Hitler got it. Stalin got it. The Democrats get it. You get the kids, you get the country. It's really that simple. Why do you think other groups go after the kids in elementary schools? And what are you doing about it? One of my local districts has decided, elementary school, K through 6, that social issues needed to be more taught in schools. Right? I mean, how kids cope with other kids. How they deal with social issues. How they become more accepting. How about you just teach reading, writing, and arithmetic? Schools need to go back to strictly teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, some forms of science, biology is truth. Think about what's going on in education today. Biology is science, well, except when it comes to transgenderism and such. Except when they want to change it and ignore it. I mean, seriously, the education system in this country is quickly becoming a major joke. Not just a joke, but a major joke. 93-page report says It's all a key part of China's effort to control the image abroad. Now, think about that. They really are a godless nation. There's a lot of good people in China. Don't get me wrong. Look what's going on in Hong Kong. They want to be more like us. They want the laws like us. They want the freedom. They want the liberty. And matter of fact, it's not the same freedom and liberty they have in other parts of the country. But you don't know that here. Do you really think in Russia they teach about what Stalin did to millions of people? What Marxism has done to millions of people? No. K-12 expansion is a top priority in China. They actually have a plan to infiltrate other countries, to put these learning centers in other countries so that people from other countries will have a different viewpoint in China. How could you not? And then some of you hypocrites, I love this. You're so worried about the $15 an hour. You're pushing so hard to make sure that people are paid well. You don't care. That cell phone you have, this iPhone that you have in your hand. See the iPhone I have, right? The iPhone that you have in your hand. These are made by people that are working 6, 12-hour shifts, sometimes 7, 12-hour shifts a week. And they ain't getting paid a whole bunch of money. But you won't pay. Let me see, what the iPhone 10 was $1,000, $1,100? You won't pay $2,000 for that phone. That's what that phone would cost you if it was made in this country with all the regulations that you want. EPA, paying people $15 an hour, the minimum wage. Go through all of that. You're going to pay for that phone one way or the other. But you won't do it. It's just hypocritical. And the fact that the Chinese government, when it comes to technology, you know, isn't it interesting that Apple won't give the code to unlock these phones to the FBI for crimes, but in China, they can't sell a phone without giving them the code. So they are more amenable to the Chinese government than they are to the American government. And it was the American government and the American people that made this phone possible. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the report, again, it's an example of growing congressional scrutiny towards the Chinese. Why we don't hear more of this? This is what the Republicans should be screaming from the floor in order to support the president with the Chinese tariffs and other things. What are they stealing from us? What are they looking to do? What does this look like in a wider picture of things, right? The report says, well, there's no evidence that these institutions are a center for Chinese espionage or even any other illegal activity. We must have our eyes wide open about the presence of these institutions in our schools and around young, impressionable students. I mean, you think about how ISIS, with all the nasties that it was doing, with everything that was being put out there, they were able to recruit people from this country. When you see the Chinese, you watch the programs on TV, the Chinese ballet, Chinese art, Chinese theater. You look at that, and you see a culture that looks very loving, very artistic, very subdued. And it, by all accounts, when it comes to the, you know, international espionage, they're not. Whatever it takes to get information is what they're willing to do. The subcommittee is made up of 9 senators. It includes a Democratic presidential, included, who was the Democratic hopeful, Senator Kamala Harris, and Mitt Romney. They should throw him off like now. But seriously, folks, pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to where your kids are going to school. Pay attention to what they're learning. And you know what? When they're in college and you're paying for their college, you have a right to know what they're learning, what they're getting involved with. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me so much. You know, we're here every day. Hopefully you will too. God bless and have a great rest of the day.